Welcome to all of you who are visiting with us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent to the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to life everlasting. Amen. The glory is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in the hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us listen to the word of God.
A reading from the book Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, if someone has on his skin a scab or pustule or blotch, which appears to be the sore of leprosy, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of the priests among his descendants. If the man is leprous and unclean, the priest shall declare him unclean by reason of the sore on his head. The one who bears the sore of leprosy shall keep his garments rent and his head bare, and shall muffle his beard. He shall cry out, unclean, unclean. As long as the sore is on him, he shall declare himself unclean, since he is in fact unclean. He shall dwell apart, making his abode outside the camp. The word of the Lord.
I turn to you, Lord God. confess my faults to the Lord, and you took away the guilt of my sin. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you just.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks or the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus, and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was clean. And warning him sternly, dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one about anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing upon Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You may be seated. This story about the man who had leprosy is to bring us about, for all of us in one way or another, there are hardships, difficulties, things that don't make much sense. One thing we get over, and then something else happens. Never be reminded that through all of this, God is with us. It doesn't mean when we pray that God's going to take it all away, but God will be with us. We're never alone. Never alone. Sometimes it's like the leper, we have diseases which are in our bodies. We have diseases which are in our minds. We have difficult kinds of things, our relationships and our families. And sometimes it seems just too much. There are times when we tend to want to give up. And remember that God is with us. That doesn't mean that God takes everything away. If God is with us, and when God is with us, all the things which are hard and difficult, things which don't make any sense, the love of God works through these negative things to bring us deeper kinds of love and compassion and mercy, which is what all Christianity is about. It's that love becomes deeper and deeper in us and spreads out to people. And my experience is that unless there are things which are really pretty hard, we don't catch on. I don't. Maybe some people kind of catch on without all the hardship. But when there is hardship, just remember that God is working through that for our own good. The things inside of us be transformed. That our revenge, which is an ordinary human thing when we're hurt or somebody we love is hurt, to remember that revenge is not going to help us. It'll make us worse. There's no way we can have revenge inside of us without making ourselves worse. So God is there. And why does God help us through this? I suppose it's because being human, that's about the only way we learn. We're pretty stubborn. I can't imagine anybody in this church is more stubborn than I am. There might be one or two of you. But we're stubborn. We're so stubborn, we don't do stuff that's good for us. Well, I've always done it this way. Why am I going to change now? Remember the presence of the love that is God. And in some strange way, it seems to work the best when things are terrible. I'm not quite sure why that is true, but it so often is. I suppose it's like you have to get people's attention. It's like a donkey. What do you do with a donkey? You have to whap them first. They get the donkey's attention, then maybe you can do something. I think we're like donkeys sometimes. We are stubborn. We certainly are. And what we don't realize is that we're blocking the love that God is. And so we turn the things that are hard and difficult and crazy, say, God, I don't get it. I can't imagine what this is going to be. I'll just trust that you'll work through this for what is good. Because that's the only thing you want. It's what is good and makes us peaceful. There are, if you notice here, let's see, did you get one of these on the way in? If you don't, get one on the way out. Okay, it's called Lenten Prayers for Hungry People. This is little bitty prayers. It's very easy. Be done very quickly, one for a little bit at a time. A prayer and some action. You see things like absence and penance. All these different kinds of things are little kinds of things which help us to be changed. It's a long road. I'm 91 years old and I'm about one third there. If I live long enough, I might get there. but I think I'll be in heaven before that happens. And God understands that. Just little tiny things. Take this home with you. We're just about to come to Lent, the time when we, you know, there's fast and abstinence and things and giving up things. That's only the superficial. We do it to remember. There are lots of people who don't have what we have. We think our struggles are strong, and they are oftentimes, but there are people whose situation is 10 times worse than many of ours are. And these are the kinds of things, through the prayers and actions, that help this transformation to take place inside of us. God uses these as the ways to get through to us. Take that home with you. Yeah, the prayers take probably much less than I talk. They're pretty well there. And actions too. For example, the abstinence, the fasting, why do we do that? It's just a reminder. Remember, there are people who only eat every third day or fourth. There are people who never have a decent meal. They're lucky if they can get by a day. Remember that. That's why we fast. That's why we'd have abstinence from meat. It's to remember that we want to share. And what this does, it not only helps other people, but this helps us to be transformed. And why do we do it? Not so we look good, or people think we're holy. That just messes everything up. We do it because this helps us love, which is what it's all about. If I give something so I get people, I get on the paper's going to say, oh, Father Clay gave this to somebody. Isn't that wonderful? It's all baloney. I didn't say the bad word. Remember that. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. You see, it becomes meaningless. There is good done by it, but there's no transformation in us. I'm doing it for this reward that I get, not because I love you. And that's what all the transformation is about. We help each other, not because we get this or that or whatever it is. No. We do it because I love you. That's what it's all about. It's so simple. It's hard to do. Please think about that. And this is something in a very easy kind of way can help this to happen. And who benefits the most from us, from that, is us. Why? Because when we love, we are being transformed. And if everything were hunky-dory all the time, we probably would never get that way. Because when we feel pain ourselves, it helps say, yeah, that must really hurt. Really hurt. Be good to yourself. And the way we're good to ourselves is being unselfish. Maybe that sounds crazy, but then the way God sees things is crazy to us. We love ourselves the most by loving other people. God bless you. We'll just take a brief time for prayer.